And good afternoon, folks. My name's Craig, and this is the Over the Fence show here on Raglan Community Radio 98.1 FM and to our friends over on Free FM on 89.0 going throughout the Waikato. So I'm a little late getting to the show today. It's been a busy kind of day, but here we are. And so anyways, the show is kind of really focused, so soon we'll go through some headlines. Then we'll have a good look at the weather, but being kind of pretty late, I think we'll do the interview then, maybe go to the weather, then have a look at some gardening, and we'll go from there. But while I get the headlines organised, being New Zealand Music Month still, I'm going to play you The Chills, an old classic from them called Singing My Sleep.
Singing in my sleep.
Chills there with Singing in My Sleep. Now it's time for headlines here on the Over the Fence show. And the government is defending not making the agriculture sector pay for a new agri-tech centre, saying the technology still needs to be rolled out to the farms. The government announced a $2.9 billion investment in curbing emissions this week, labelling it the most significant event in the country's climate action history. Nearly $340 million has been set aside for the new agri-tech centre, which initiatives will involve technology and science and other things helping farmers to change their business models. And on that one, we're going to be talking to, all going well, Rachel Goddard in a couple of weeks about climate change and farming and things like that. And a medium-scale drought has been declared for the Waikato and South Auckland regions after ongoing dry conditions. Ministry of Primary Industries Director of Rural Communities and Farming Support, Nick Story, said the declaration would unlock a support package for farmers and growers. Story said the lack of any consistent rainfall since the beginning of the year means dry conditions in the region have reached the point where assistance is needed to help the rural community get through. The support package will include $30,000 of extra funding for the Waikato Hauraki Coromandel Rural Support Trust to host events and provide mentoring support and tax flexibility with inland revenue. Of course, Rural Support Trust number is 0800 787 254 if you need help with them. And very shortly, in fact, we're going to be talking to Neil Bader, the chair of rural support for Waikato, Hauraki and Coromandel. I think we'll do that straight after these headlines. And New Zealand is going to challenge Canada over its dairy tariff rates quota, beginning a dispute resolution under the Trans-Pacific Partnership Pact, the first of its kind. Trade Minister Damien O'Connor said New Zealand has submitted a request for consultation under the Comprehensive and Progressive Agreement for Trans-Pacific Partnership, a free trade agreement New Zealand, Canada and 10 other countries are signatories to. O'Connor said many of Canada's dairy tariffs rate quotas remain unfulfilled, and this represents a loss to New Zealand's dairy exporters of approximately $68 million over the first 2 years, with this expected to increase year on year as the size of the quotas increase under the CPTPP. And Canada has 7 days to respond to that one, so it's a bit of a political to and fro there one. And more than 3,000 people have signed a petition calling for imported pork to meet the same animal welfare standards as pork produced here. New Zealand Pork Chief Executive Brent Kleiss said New Zealand's pork sector has high welfare standards compared to many other countries, with less rigorous health, welfare and environmental regimes. And of course, over 60% of pork consumed in New Zealand was imported, with most of it being produced in countries that farm pigs using practices that are illegal in New Zealand. Which reminds me, I must get the New Zealand Pork Chief Exec back on the show to talk about these things. And people wanting to process their own timber has led to a large increase in sales of portable sawmills. Mahaui Sawmills in Kerikeri makes two types of portable sawmills which come on the back of a trailer and only require one person to operate. The smaller mill can produce up to 10 cubic metres of sawn timber a day, and the larger mill does up to 14 cubic metres. Company co-owner Ben Bergman said due to the timber shortage around the country, many people are buying their own mill to process their own wood. He adds, ever since the first lockdown, we've been incredibly busy due to timber shortage, and some people who have lost their jobs have bought mills to start up their own little business. And funnily enough, I was just talking to someone we're going to have on the show in a few weeks, actually, Carl Steiner, yesterday, and he just bought himself a mill. So yeah, it's all kind of tying in for whatever reason today. And lastly in the headlines, hopes are high for the return of competitive shearing events after 2 years of COVID restrictions saw all but 14 events abandoned last season. Organisers are confident that all 59 shearing comps will go ahead this season, which runs from October till April. Chair of Shearing Sport New Zealand and shearing legend Sir David Fagan said spots were also up for grabs to represent New Zealand at the Royal Highland Show in Scotland next year. Fagan said, these events bring a lot of money into small towns and rural areas, and there's a lot of people who have missed out in the rural sector in New Zealand due to the shearing events not going ahead. And that'll kind of do for the weather, I mean for the headlines, I think, today. And so I think what I'm going to do now is I'll play you a song, which is going to be 3D's Beautiful Things, and we'll come back with our guest for today, Neil Bader. And then after that, we'll go to the weather and that. So a bit of a shimmy around today on the show. But here goes 3D's Beautiful Things. Anyway, I hope you enjoy this one.
Just
And there we are, folks. That was the 3Ds with Beautiful Things. Lovely song, isn't it? And now we're joined by today's guest on the phone, Neil Bader, the chair of the Waikato Hauraki and Thames Coromandel area. And if I do that, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Thanks for joining us on the show, Neil. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, that's no problem at all. Yeah. Good to talk to you.
Yeah, thanks very much. And you've been on the show, I don't know, maybe two or three times before in the past, over the last few years?
Yeah. Something like that, yes. Usually when there's an adverse event or something.
Yeah, when there's something happening, yeah. And so how's it going up at your place at the moment? You got grass enough and things?
Yeah, look, we've had a bit of rain in the last 3 days, so things are greening up a little bit. It's actually fairly tight. Grass covers are not near where they should be, and supplements are getting low. But we have a plan, and we think we'll be able to get through.
It must be tough if you run out completely out of feed and that, because I'd imagine trying to buy supplements now would be either impossible or really expensive.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, there is palm kernel available, but it's a very expensive. And I do see a few truck and trailer loads of bales of silage going past. But once again, the price of those has gone up and availability is probably dropping off now, I think.
Yeah, I'd say so, all right. And so was it yesterday or the day before, a medium-scale drought has been declared for the Waikato and South Auckland regions. When's the last time you remember that one happening, Neil?
Certainly not, two years ago, but certainly not this time of the year. It's very, very unusual for us to be dry in May. And, previous droughts we've had have tended to be summer droughts. And they tend to finish in, March, late March, or bad ones sort of go into the middle of April, 20th of April. But for it to stay dry right through into the middle of May is incredibly unusual.
Yeah, sure, is it? Yeah, I mean, I've heard a lot of people say that they've never seen a May like this, as far as no rain, and, it feels more like a March than a May. It's unreal, isn't it, really?
Yeah, it absolutely is. It absolutely is. And it doesn't, it looks like we might get a little bit more rain today, but it doesn't look like large quantities of rain coming in the near future anyway, so...
And is the same right out Coromandel and the Hauraki Plains kind of ways out there as well?
Yep, the Hauraki Plains are particularly dry.
I've heard that, yeah.
The other side of the Coromandel Peninsula, Wangamataa down that way, Hekawai, they're all good over there. They've had rain down that east coast, whereas 2 years ago they were incredibly dry.
Right.
But it's dry, Matamata, Morrintool, Tahuna. Even down Tikawiri, it's dry, and along the west coast of the Waikato, some of the hill country sheep and cattle farms, Te Akau, down Raglan and further south are all very dry. Usually they pick up some rain coming in from the west, but it just doesn't seem to have happened this year.
Yeah, no, that sure is the case around here in Raglan and that, and also talking to people up more towards up Onifiro and Pukekaru and that same thing up there, and Waikaratu, and that, there's nothing up there either, you know?
That's right. It's pretty general.
So it's weird, and it's certainly tough. So how does this all work, Neil? I mean, is the government obviously talk to NIWA or someone and then decide, okay, well, the soil deficit moisture or moisture deficit levels are so low that it is a drought, or how does it all come about,
look, it comes from a recommendation from the community, actually. Our primary industry adverse event cluster in the Waikato have been monitoring how it's been going. That group's made up of the Rural Support Trust, MPI, Civil Defence, Federated Farmers, Beef and Lamb, Dairy NZ, Rural Women, and we've just been monitoring how things have been going. We've been getting input from NIWA as to what has happened in the past and what they're predicting in the future. And we monitor what's happening on farms and get feedback from farmers as to what their actual position is. And, you know, we got to that decision last week that, you know, things were very tight. And, there's one or two things we could do to help the situation. One of those is to recognise, that it is very dry and so that farmers do appreciate that they're not the only ones, that it is widespread. And then there's a few things come into place. There's some changes to the income equalisation account that works through in land revenue, which means if farmers have sold capital stock and don't have feed to buy in more capital stock, they can use that. So it's important they talk to their accountants around that, and mm-hmm. that can just help ease them through the transition from one season to another. There's a feed service available through Federated Farmers online or through a phone number. And Rural Support Trust is working with Dairy NZ and Beef and Lamb in particular at running events around the country to get farmers off farm, come together, share some thoughts on plans to get through. Every farm will be totally different, so it's talking about their situation and how they can move forward. So.
Mm. And does that take the form of like a barbecue down at the town hall or something like that, Neil, usually? Or?
Yep, there's a number of those. Some of them will be based on beef and lamb events that are being held. Some of them will be based on discussion groups that are being held. So, often a barbecue and a chat. And we can just point out to people what assistance is there, and if people are getting desperate, they can and not sure how to go forward. There's advice there from Beef and Lamb and Dairy NZ if they're contacted, or from private advisors. Mm. And if they're getting stressed, they can ring the Rural Support Trust and have a chat to us, and we can help them develop a plan to go forward.
Mm. And where do folks get information about where these things are happening, where and when, and that kind of thing? Is it best to jump on the Rural Support website, you think, Neil? Or?
Yeah, Rural Support website. Facebook is a pretty popular one nowadays. And on the Dairy NZ website and Beef and Lamb websites. So those things are all available in those places. So
I guess the message is, just make, realise that you're not alone if you're struggling to find tucker for your animals, I guess.
Yeah, that's right. You're not alone. And if you don't know where to turn, just, at least reach out for help to somebody. Two people together can do better than one on their own. So, and keep talking to friends and neighbours some people have been through these things before and have things that have worked for them. And there's actually a webinar tonight run by Dairy NZ around how to get through the dry and that sort of thing. So that's available 7 till 8 tonight.
Okay, so 7 to 8, if you look up Dairy NZ, you'll be able to jump on that one, Neil?
Be able to jump on that one and have a look, yeah.
Yeah. Is that open to, like, asking questions in that
Q&A
session?
I believe so, yes. There'll be three people. I'm one of the people on that. And there'll be a couple of other people there just talking, about some of the ways to get through and some of the support that's available, and there'll be an opportunity to ask questions.
Because I imagine, if you do need to de-stock, I'd imagine the works are all pretty full. I mean, but I suppose here Northland's pretty flush with grass and other places. So
yep.
do you know how the markets are flowing in that kind of way at all, Neil? Or?
Yeah, I know that the meatworks are slow. If you're planning to get rid of animals, you've got to book them in. But if there's, there is feed, I think, available or grass in Northland and the Hawke's Bay or the whole East Coast is really quite flush with grass. So there may be some opportunities to sell a few animals and that sort of thing.
Mm, mm,
so,
Yeah. Yeah, no, certainly tough, I guess. Yeah, coming into, I guess a lot of folks coming into calving and on dairy farms especially as well. So, yeah, it's the pinch is kind of is on, you know.
Yep, yep. The positive thing is that it's still very warm, and any rain we get will grow grass. And thinking back to 2 years ago, the Hauraki Plains was a small isolated area that was incredibly dry, and they didn't get rain until the end of May. But by calving time, they had good grass on their farms.
So, okay.
The grass really grew through June and July. So, it can happen after a long dry that the grass will take off. So I'm just hanging my hat on that a bit and saying, well, yeah, once we do get rain, it's likely that the grass will grow a heck of a lot faster than it normally does at this time of the year, and will compensate for some of the losses we've had over the last few months.
Yeah, well, that's a good, positive, hopeful thing to think of. Yeah, and like you say, it is still quite warm. I mean, you can still see mushrooms popping out, maybe. I haven't seen any yet, but there might be some yet.
Yeah. Yep, and that would be incredible for May. You know, that's generally a February, March type thing. So, I did see on the golf course, probably only a week ago, I saw a few mushrooms. So that was incredible.
Yeah, unbelievable, isn't it? Yeah, yeah. All right, well, yeah, thanks very much for coming on, Neil. Really appreciate it. And I guess, you know, your parting words to anybody listening who might be, you know, a bit concerned about things or whatever.
Yeah, look, just reach out for help. Ring the Rural Support Trust or any of the other industry bodies, and just connect. And, we're there to help. So 0800 787 254.
0800 787 254. Or we can hit up the website well. I mean, that's a great resource. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff there, and
it certainly is. Yes.
Hey, thanks very much, Neil. You're coming on, you know, really short notice. So really appreciate your availability to come on the show and have a talk to people. Much appreciated, Neil. Thank you.
No problem at all. Have a good day.
Cheers, Neil. Cheers.
Bye.
Neil Bate up there, folks, from the Rural Support Trust. That was Neil is the chair of the Waikato Thames Coromandel. And, yes, it's pretty grim out there as far as grass growth goes. But we haven't done the weather yet, but we'll get to that. I'll play a song, then we'll get to the weather. But there is rain in the forecast. And, yeah, like Neil was just saying there's always that... like I was saying in the Hauraki Plains here a couple of years ago that... they got plenty of growth in a couple of short months before calving anyway. So there's always hope there, folks. So, hang in there. And, if you do need help, they're a great organisation and they'll do whatever they can for you. That's a Rural Support Trust. And they're 0800 787 254. And, I mean, it doesn't matter if you're, you know, a farm owner, farm worker, lifestyle blocker, whatever, just... give them a ring and they'll be able to point you in the right direction for a lot more advice. So, don't hesitate to use that number, which is 0800 787 254, or check out the website, or, like you said, go to DairyNZ or Sheep and Beef or whatever other crowds there are. Rural Women's New Zealand, who we'll be having on the show next week. All right, so for now anyways, I'm going to play... more New Zealand music. This is The Bats, North by North, and I'll come back and we'll do the weather after that one.
We'll be right back.
Whoopsie daisy, folks. That was my mistake there, chopping that one off. But never mind. We must get on with the weather now, I suppose, since I've brutalised that song. But here we goes anyway. The weather. And yes, it is good if you're looking for rain. A storm near Tasmania last night will likely fall apart before arriving New Zealand, but will help usher in New Zealand's first big wintry southerly of this year. This Friday and Saturday, temperatures are going to be dropping nationwide. It's going to be windy nor'westers into the South Island today from the system, which is kind of swirling up from below Tasmania from kind of Antarctica ways. There's going to be nor'westerly winds, which are going to be blustery tomorrow, bringing rain with a southerly flow. It's going to feel like 2 degrees in Dunedin on Friday. And Friday night, there's going to be gale force winds into Saturday and not a lot of rain, but will hit New Zealand's westerly side, which is us, of course, out here in Raglan and some parts of the Waikato. Good news is there's 40 to 60 mils predicted to hit the Waikato over the next couple of weeks. And today, the conditions are mostly calm over New Zealand. And it is a lovely, beautiful day out there in Whanganui today. It's still pretty warm. Yeah, a little cloudy, fine spells. It's a beautiful, beautiful day here today. And so, yes, fine spells, possible light shower today. Yep. With rain spreading down from the north this evening. And then tomorrow, Friday, rain and between 60 to 70% chance of rain with fine spells from Saturday through to Wednesday. That's next Wednesday. And the daytime temperatures are 20 degrees today. The high is going to be 18 degrees tomorrow. Then somewhere between 15 and 16 for the rest of the week. So, yeah, certainly a drop in temperature from Friday. And the winds, they're going to be light southwesterly, west southwesterlies today, sorry. Moving nor'west tomorrow. And they're going to be about 26 kilometres per hour. Westerlies on Friday, and they're going to be quite a blowy 46 kilometres per hour. And then west southwesterly Saturday at another stroppy old 41 kilometres per hour. Then Sunday, it's going to be about 32 kilometres per hour. And then from Monday, it's going to be southwesterlies till about Wednesday. So, yeah, it's going to be pretty windy over Friday, Saturday, and then calming down kind of from there a little bit. And then, yeah, dropping down to about the middle, mid-20s. And today is about 97% humidity. And the sun rose this morning at 7:16 a.m. and will set this evening at 5:17 p.m. The length of visible light is 10 hours and 58 minutes. The actual day length is 10 hours and 2 minutes. And tomorrow will be 1 minute and 34 seconds shorter than today. And the moon, ladies and gentlemen, hasn't been beautiful. It's a lovely big moon over the last few days. And it is at the moment, of course, a waning gibbous after that full moon event. Somewhere between 92 and 96% illuminated. I saw it this morning. Yeah, it was still very, very full-looking, lovely moon. And it will rise this evening at 6:53 p.m. and will set at 9:25 tomorrow morning. And the rainfall, well, Ron Rumble out there in Ruapuki's had 11 mils. Thank you, Ron. Which is pretty low for everywhere, compared to everywhere else. Just goes to show Kariui, what a kind of rain shadow it can be. Up in Tahutawai, 73 mils. Thank you, Craig, this week. Three Streams had 60 mils, with 30 mils of that coming last night. Thank you, Callum. And just down the road from there, Okiti had 54 mils until last night, and then another 25 mils last night. So that's 79 mils all up for Okiti, which is only, yeah, a few hundred metres from Three Streams, and, you know, there's another 19 mils. Just goes to show how interesting the rainfall is in places, isn't it? And Wainaro had 33 mils, which is kind of light. Wairamarama had 23 mils, and, of course, they're both in the north of Waikato areas. Te Aroha, way over there, just on the western side of the Coromandel ranges, had only 8 mils. Tikuiti, 35 mil. And Karamea, Old Mountain Road, kind of ways on the way into Hamilton from Raglan, 70 mil. So there goes your weather. And, yeah, so some rain and more to come, which is great. So it's all very, very needed at the moment. All right, we'll come back to some gardening to-dos after this one from Panther in the Zoo called Everything, Everyone.
been sleeping on a lot lately. It doesn't make for the most therapeutic sleep, but I don't know what else to do with everything that occupies my waking mind so completely. How can I make it all just let me be? Everything, everyone, everything, everyone, everything, everyone. It all just slips my mind. 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 This time.
Panther in the Zoo there with Everything, Everyone. Now it's time for gardening here on the Over the Fence show. And if you're gardening by the moon, ladies and gentlemen, today through Sunday, an excellent time to harvest your kumara and harden it off before it gets stored. And side-dressed beetroot with a rock dust so they size up quickly. So it's an interesting one of the, yeah, I remember reading out that one last week. And yeah, haven't heard of that one. Very interesting one. Side-dressed beetroot with rock dust so they size up quickly. Yes, and for Monday, you can prune your citrus and feed the trees around the drip line, and you can also prune your pip fruit after you harvest them. So there's gardening by the moon, things to do there. What can you plant, you ask yourself, in May? This most unusual May here in the Waikato. Let me just find that page, and you can plant these things. Follow me now. Alyssum, apples, blackberry, blueberry, bok choy, broccoli, Brussels sprouts, cabbage, calendula, carrots, cauliflower, cyclamen, daffodil, daisy, delphinium, dianthus, feijoas, garlic, hyacinth, kale, leeks, lemons, lettuce, limes, mandarins, mesclun, onions, oranges, parsley, peas, pears, poppy, radish, raspberry, rhubarb, rocket, silver beet, snapdragon, spinach, strawberries, sweet pea, and tulip. All these things you can do in the garden. So still plenty to do. And right outside the door here in the town hall on Bow Street, the Aroha stand is out there. The Aroha seed stand is out there from our friends next door at the Whangarau Environment Centre, and it's easy as turning up, basically. And there's punnets there, which you can fill with the seed-raising mix, which is supplied. And then you can just go through whatever seeds are there, all locally sourced seeds. So you can pack it all up, give it a bit of water, go home, and ella, there's some veggies for you to grow. And also over there in the Whangarau Environment Centre, which is also in the town hall, the tool library is open today from 9 to 5. So you can go in there and sign up, and they've got a great range of tools in there if you want to get into some gardening or other things. They're having an Aroha stand to put up in your streets workshop coming up. There's also a science night coming up at the pub with Phil McCabe, which is all about he was the chairperson of CASM. And now he's an international organisation like that, and that's coming up a week's day next Wednesday night. So plan that one in for next Wednesday night. And all these things you can find out, of course, on the Whangarau Environment Centre Facebook page. I don't know if it's WEC or Whangarau Environment Centre, one or the other. And look it up on Facebook, and you see all these things that are happening on there. And, of course, yeah, every couple of weeks, I think it's next Tuesday, is the Community Gardens workshop, which happens twice a month. All right. Here's your gardening to-dos. Now I'm going to play you another Kiwi band which came out a couple of years ago, a song called On the Sea by Cut Off Your Hands. Your Hands there. Good New Zealand band. It only came out a couple of years ago. I think it was their last album too, so might be the last ones you ever hear from them, unfortunately. But as always, you can always get in touch with me here on the Over the Fence show, overthefenceradioshow@gmail.com. overthefenceradioshow@gmail.com. If you've got any feedback, any ideas, whatever, good, bad, otherwise, send them through, overthefenceradioshow@gmail.com. If you want to get a hold of me here at the show. And now I have a song that I just found this morning. I didn't realise I put one out, but Beat Rhythm Fashion, a band that Mike from the Community House actually introduced me to only a couple of months ago or something like that. And it appears they put out an album just a couple of years ago. And here's one of the tracks off then. They've got that same old sound. The last ones I heard was maybe early 80s, but this one's from 2019. It's called Hard as Hell. Beat Rhythm Fashion. Hope you enjoy this one. Beat Rhythm Fashion there with Hard as Hell from 2019. Hope you enjoyed that. That's kind of it for the show today. Bit of a muddled up, jumbled one. But hey, we got through it in the end. I hope you enjoyed it. And next week, I'll be back with, we're going to be talking to the Rural Woman New Zealand's local representative in the studio, which would be nice for a change next week. And so I look forward to that and look forward to your company again next week. Have a great week, everybody. Take care and ka kite.